Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. There's already so much uncertainty in the world, and now it's been compounded with China deploying jets and warships in response to a visit by the US Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. Headlines are worrying, pointing to the risk of an all-out war. Today, the ABC's East Asia correspondent and Taipei resident, Bill Birtles, on the potential for a crisis in the Taiwan Strait. Bill Birtles, I just want you to describe where you are. You're covering what is a pretty momentous occasion, really.
Yeah, Sam, I'm outside the Taiwan's presidential complex, which is a pretty large building. Inside, Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen has just been meeting with Nancy Pelosi, the US House Speaker. And that in itself is a pretty big deal.
Speaker Pelosi will now deliver her remarks.
Thank you, Madam President. We're so proud of your leadership, a woman president among the freest society.
This has come after a week or maybe 2 weeks really in total of the Chinese government pulling out all the stops to try and prevent this meeting happening, and trying to prevent Nancy Pelosi from flying here into Taiwan. But here she is.
The Chinese People's Liberation Army will not sit back. China will take resolute and strong countermeasures to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. What the U.S. should do is to abide by the One China principle and not arrange for Pelosi to visit Taiwan.
Okay, so she was warned by the Chinese not to go. She ignored those warnings. It's the highest-ranking U.S. official visit to the country in 25 years, as I understand it. So, Bill, I want to get a sense from you, given the stakes are so high, given the Chinese Communist Party, you know, warned it would retaliate, why did she go to Taiwan?
So Nancy Pelosi is pretty much nearing the end of her tenure as the US House Speaker. She's 82 years old. She's been in politics for many decades now. And you go back 31 years when she was pretty new to the US Congress. She actually joined a delegation over to China in 1991 and unfurled a banner about human rights and the Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Three US Congress members, part of a human rights delegation, said they couldn't leave China without visiting Tiananmen Square to pay their respects to pro-democracy activists slain there 2 years ago.
We've been told for 2 days now that there's freedom of speech in China.
The lawmakers unfurled a small...
So that was 31 years ago, and clearly the fire is still burning deep inside her, because now at what is likely to be her final year in the job as House Speaker, she's made this visit to Taiwan. Many analysts of American politics say, look, this is about Nancy Pelosi, about her legacy, her advocacy of human rights, her criticism of the Chinese government. She's been consistent doing this for many decades. Where it gets a bit confusing is that she's not part of the Biden administration. She's not being sent here as an envoy for Joe Biden. And it looks like Joe Biden and many members of the U.S. military try to dissuade her from coming here.
Well, I think that the military thinks it's not a good idea right now, but I don't know what the status of it is.
So that's on the American side. On the Chinese side, the reason why this is all blown up into such a big thing is that the Chinese leadership at the moment is going through a sensitive period. They have a big sort of reshuffle coming up in a few months, and so it's not a good time for them to look weak on the issue of Taiwan.
She's got a history of challenging the Chinese government on human rights and other issues. It seems like President Biden might have tried to convince her not to go. The Chinese certainly made it clear that she shouldn't. But she did it anyway. What happened, Bill, when she landed?
Well, she kept very tight-lipped up until that moment when her plane touched down in Taipei. And this reflects the security requirements, the sensitivities, because no one was really sure what was going to happen on her flight over. Some really extreme members of the Chinese government media had even advocated shooting her plane down. Others had talked about intercepting her plane. There were all these outrageous threats, but the Americans could not dismiss them. So until she landed, she was quite secretive about the plans. Upon touching down, she said that she's in Taiwan to show America's support for Taiwan's democracy, particularly at a time when we look at Russia and Ukraine, where in Nancy Pelosi's words, autocracy is coming up against democracy.
Today, the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
She did also say this is not about changing America's stance on Taiwan. She's not here to advocate Taiwanese independence, which is the big thing that the Chinese are so worried about.
She's gone ahead with this visit, and the Chinese government is clearly furious about that. It promised Bill to retaliate, and it has by announcing these live fire military drills. What are they and how significant are they?
So when you look at the map, they look very dramatic and threatening. Six areas of the sea around Taiwan, cordoned off by the Chinese military, they're saying these are no-go zones because we're going to hold exercises to the east of Taiwan. We will be firing missiles. To the north and the south, we are going to be doing drills in areas which actually encroach on Taiwan's territorial waters. That's the first time China has done this. And over in the Taiwan Straits to the west, we will also be doing exercises. So it really looks like the Chinese military for several days will be surrounding Taiwan for these exercises. But then the old hands who have been looking at this issue for decades say this is actually the same response that Beijing wheeled out 25 years ago when the last US House Speaker visited Taiwan. Except if you compare the maps, last time the zones for the military exercises weren't quite as close. This time it looks a lot more dramatic. And I think the fact that the drills are actually encroaching on Taiwan's territory is a big escalation. And what Xi Jinping and the Chinese leadership is trying to do is make this into such a big crisis, such a big diplomatic and military saga that no senior American politician dares to do this again in future.
So China's trying to send a pretty strong message there. It's indicated these exercises will continue until Sunday, and you've mentioned that they're really infringing on Taiwan's territorial waters, so it sounds pretty serious. Do you get a sense of how the Taiwanese people are feeling right now?
Well, it might sound a bit funny, but perhaps the Taiwanese are the most relaxed about this of anyone. Perhaps because they've seen these sorts of threats for so many decades, they're so much more familiar with this aggressive Chinese rhetoric. Many of the Taiwanese analysts do say that they kind of expected everything that China has so far announced, including economic boycotts of some Taiwanese food exports, cyber attacks on Taiwanese government websites. So people over here are quite chilled out about it, I suppose, is what you can say. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the risk of it is any lower, just because that's the general view here.
Bill, is there a risk that these military exercises could escalate or go wrong? I mean, the headlines, they're pretty scary. You know, they raise the fear of a war. I mean, could we see, for instance, the Taiwanese military respond in any way? Could it get out of hand?
Even if Xi Jinping does not want to push for a confrontation at the moment, and most people say it's not in his interest to do so, just the proximity of so much Chinese military hardware to Taiwanese military assets, to American ships in the region, something could go wrong. And the big fear is it could spiral into a crisis a lot more quickly than many people imagine.
Bill Birtles is the ABC's East Asia correspondent based in Taiwan. On Wednesday afternoon, the Taiwanese Defence Ministry said that Chinese military drills had invaded Taiwanese territory, amounting to a blockade of its sea and airspace. President Biden has said on a number of occasions that the US will intervene militarily to protect Taiwan if it's attacked, although White House officials have later walked back from those remarks. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong says all parties should consider how they de-escalate the current tensions. This episode was produced by Flint Duxfield. Additional production by Sydney Peed and Chris Dengate, who also did the mix. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.